Well, last Friday saw the release of Feed Me to the Doves, the, I think, sophomore album is the correct term to use, the sophomore album from Guardian Singles. And I'm very excited to have Tom from Guardian Singles on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, yeah, good morning. Morena.
How are
you? In New Zealand, we just say second album.
Second album, okay.
Would you say second album? I don't know what sophomore means.
No, neither. Neither,
soft,
to be honest.
I don't know what that means.
No, it's a very American term. But I guess that's sort of fitting because you were part of an American label for this. But anyway,
yeah.
Tell me a little.
I do share their foreign policy ideas, yeah. Yeah, so it is fitting. No, yeah, our label called Trouble in Mind is based in Chicago, so we've been pretty fortunate to have them kind of jump on and release
yeah.
that for us, for sure, yeah.
Now, that's quite a interesting wee story, that one, because without Trouble in Mind, this album might not exist, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, but I definitely wouldn't say that we would have been releasing it in the same, it would have got the same kind of recognition overseas, perhaps. Not to say that it's changed all of our look or anything, but they re-released our first album, and that got that was something that we did locally. We'd recorded it ourselves. Durham, our guitarist, had recorded it, then released it through Moral Support, which is a small Auckland label. And they saw us play live on a live stream during the pandemic and pretty much signed us off the back of that, which was
wow,
kind of a little bit like, you know, breathtaking for us to be like, is that real? Come on, man. But yeah, so that was cool. They have kindly, yeah, and then they offered to like, you know, do a second album as well. But we pretty much handed them this one finished because Stephen Marr, who is now back in Ōtautahi, I believe, he recorded that at Roundhead in Auckland. So we kind of, we were able to give them, again, during the pandemic, a second record pretty much ready to go.
Wow.
And then they just kind of, yeah, so I think we, you know, we're trying to be good little hard workers down in New Zealand, you know, despite pandemics and stuff.
Well, and that's the thing, like, as part of a lockdown, you wouldn't think signing a record label contract as part of that. That's just quite a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of seemed like most of that stuff was taking a bit of a break. I mean, in some ways, though, I did see that people, like, smaller bands and stuff, releasing stuff on Bandcamp, people were really kind of supporting people doing that. I saw a lot of, like, small releases do quite well, and I mean, people were at home listening to records, I guess, but the whole vinyl thing, it is, like, you're either a vinyl head, which there's a few around, or you're, like, you're kind of doing it to support the band, and
yeah, right.
I guess, like, even if you don't own a record player, some people will get it because it's like a artifact sort of thing of the band feels. Feels more sentimentally kind of grounded than a CD or a tape.
Well, it's always nice to have like that tangible thing as well, and I guess records just feel the best, right?
Well, they've got bigger artwork.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Something, so yeah.
So anyway, Feed Me to the Doves. Tell me a little bit about this album. What's been the inspiration? Where'd the ideas come from?
I mean, I guess it's kind of the whole collection of it overall. To kind of sum it up, it's sort of like a collection of rabbit holes that I guess,
right,
like,
nice.
I'm thinking of different, not necessarily just myself, but different characters going into. Yeah, sort of personal spiritual chaos kind of goes through it.
And
it's, like, it's kind of thinking about the kind of general sort of vibe of society or the people around you or over the last few years. I definitely didn't want to be like, yeah, I'm at home and it's the pandemic. And I think I heard a lot of that kind of stuff, and it's not to point anyone out in particular, but it's just kind of freaking boring. And
I
kind of was thinking about, like, the almost like life becoming a real sci-fi film for people, or some people seeming to think that they were living in like a cosmic horror, or the reasons that things weren't going their way was because of like a grand kind of almost just like a fantastical kind of series of events that you'd only see in, you know, the worst kind of sci-fi novel.
And I
kind of was thinking about who these characters are, and then part of them are just like my own personality or my own fears and stuff, but trying to have an awareness of the vulnerability of a lot of people that I would previously just class as fuckwits. So some of the songs are quite personal. I lost a couple of people really close to me. One was a young family member. So there's that kind of presence there. And then there's just sort of like, I don't know, ideas about what the future is and how we're all kind of on a, I guess, you know, as far as global climate and things like that, different kind of fears that are in the back of people's minds that maybe you're not really kind of, it feels so grandiose to kind of tell other people what they're thinking, but it's just from my perspective of what I feel everyone's sort of experiencing collectively. So that's kind of the ideas behind the album, I guess.
Well, I mean, thank you for, you know, sharing some of those feelings and thoughts and stuff. It's...
Oh, try and shut me up, mate. I'm usually the strong, silent type, eh? No.
So, between the four of you in the band, are you the songwriter?
I'd say that I'm the songwriter in the sense that I write all the lyrics and sing the melodies and most of the time come up with the songs and tell everyone what to do exactly or they're out of the band. So in that sense,
I'm the songwriter.
I usually bring the kind of like the form of the, you know, the, in the singer-songwriter sense, they'll bring that kind of element. I wouldn't dare tell C what to play on drums. They'd string me alive. horses and carts. Durham has quite a lot to do with the sort of production and sound of what he does. So it's fairly collaborative in the sonic
sense.
As far as all the poetry that I just went into, that's pretty much me.
So is there a tour coming? Are you allowed to tell me these things?
I should probably promote that. We're coming down to Ōtautahi in July. We're touring country. We're going to be there on July the 8th at Darkroom, and that's a Saturday night, I believe. And I'm not too sure who we're playing with yet. I hope it's Best Bets.
That would be good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we played with them previously, so I hope we can get them again. We'll be at Darkroom that date, July the 8th, and we'll have our record with us for sale and hopefully some T-shirts and have a good time, see some friends, you know. Yeah, it should be a vibe.
Oh, fantastic. And that sounded so slick, that transition to that promotion between us. But I genuinely didn't know you're actually playing that night. So that's a pleasant surprise for all of us. Yay.
I mean, that's mainly what I am here to promote.
Yes,
I should probably get better at that. But no, yeah, that was fine. That's all good. We're looking forward to it. We love coming down south.
So what are you guys kind of like as live performers? What should people expect?
Oh, live. I think it's probably a little, like, a lot of the songs are faster live. They're slightly more chaotic. I think on this one, Stephen really did a good job on the record of capturing, bringing some of that to the recording. But yeah, I think that we can kind of, it's a bit more like heady, I suppose. I'm not too sure. I feel like people say it's like, bit exciting for people, you know, and keep the energy up, and yeah, like you want to leave people kind of feeling like that they haven't been like trying to just make it through something. So keep it exciting, keep it fun, keep it vibes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, I'm actually so excited for that. Tom, thank you for joining me this morning. It's fantastic to kind of hear your perspective on this album. You should really be so proud of it. It's a brilliant album.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning.
No problem, Liam. We'll hopefully see you guys in about a month.
Yeah, I hope so. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Cheers.
And that was Tom from Guardian Singles talking about their brand new album, Feed Me to the Doves. All right, well, I'm going to play a track off their album now. This is called Manic Attraction. Enjoy it, guys.